Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today? Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling about order number 258-569-9196.
Okay, let's see here. We do not have any orders in our database associated with that order number.
Well, it's not an order number. It's not. This is a number that they, a reference number for our delivery.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
That's okay.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
210-262-1158.
210-262-1158. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. And I thank you for your patience.
You already got a bill on it.
And the system is still searching.
So you can't look up this reference number that that lady gave me?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, I apologize.
Would our account number help you?
I believe I have located the order. Let's see here. And this order is for Rudy Sosa at 117 Rio Bravo, San Antonio, Texas, 78232. Primary phone 210-262-1158 with an email of rudysosa32@yahoo.com. Is this correct?
Yes, sir.
And I'm showing that you're scheduled for the installation and delivery of the dishwasher on tomorrow with the 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time frame. And I'm going to go ahead and send an email over to the installation office to let them know that you confirmed that 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
No, I'm not, sir. Sir, I'm not confirming. That is incorrect. Nobody is going
to
be home tomorrow.
Would you like to reschedule?
We're scheduled for March the 13th.
Okay, let's see if I have availability on March 13th. That doesn't seem like it would be a problem. Let's see here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody already gave me that date.
Okay, March 13th is available. So let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Oh, and I thank you for your help.
You're welcome. And I apologize for the delay. Okay, I have rescheduled the order to March 13th, and I'm going to go ahead and send an email to the installation office to let them know that the order has been rescheduled from tomorrow to March 13th. Let's see here. And let's see here. Okay, I've sent that email over to the installation office, and you can look forward to a call in the afternoon or evening hours on March 12th with your time frame for March 13th. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Okay, you can't give me a time frame for March 13th?
Not currently. The installation office routes their routes the evening prior to the next day's installation services. So when they route their routes, that will be when they will have, or when they will know what time the techs will be in your area on March 13th.
Okay.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Do I get a confirmation number that we're set for that date?
No, ma'am. There's no confirmation number to provide, but the order is absolutely 100% scheduled for March 13th of 2021.
Okay, and what is your name?
Miles, and I'm the only Miles in the call center.
I bet. Okay, thanks a bunch.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.